us three girls did. Mm-hmm. We didn't have no time to play, uh-uh. We had to take care of at least 10 mules. And hogs and 2 cows. And so, well, chickens and I can't, nothing else if I remember. But we just had to take care of all of them, and stepdaddy didn't have to do nothing.
Hmm. I guess you got pretty tired at the end of the day.
I mean, we'd pick our cotton. And then we'd get ready to go pick out the 100. And one place we had to walk 5 miles to work to pick cotton them days. But I couldn't do it now. Nobody else wouldn't. But them days we walked 5 miles and was standing there when daylight come to go picking cotton.
Yes, sir.
And so we'd weigh up by a match when we quit to go home. Okay, we walked home, and time we got home then, and cooked supper and eat, and got into bed. It was way late then, and oh, I wasn't about no more than 7 or 8 years old myself. And but I was supposed to get up and wash dishes that morning. My sisters cooked. One milked the cow and one cooked, and I washed dishes. I was about 7 or 8 years old. Man, I took that like I couldn't take it. One morning they got me up to wash dishes when they got up to cook breakfast. And I just could not hold my eyes open. I crawled under the table, under the couch, under the bench, and went to sleep. And my sister went on to cook breakfast. She wouldn't wake me up. And call breakfast, and boy, when that stepdaddy come in, I really got it. I didn't crawl under that bench and go to sleep no more.
He didn't care for that, huh?
Uh-uh. I tell you the truth, though, nowadays it's so much different than it was then.
Y'all have to do that as much hard work as you had to?
Nobody that I know of around there. Me and my sisters. We was just raised by a step-pop and he didn't care no way.
Where was your place? Was it out away from Greenville?
No, this was back up around Rugal and Drew. And so then my husband worked on his Chicago mill.
Where?
Chicago mill over here.
What's that?
Well, they make crates to put jeeps in and different things. It's right over here.
Yes, ma'am.
On the levee. And so he got sick to where he couldn't work on a public job. And so he says, we can move out to the country and by the children helping us, you know, why maybe we can make a living.
Yes, ma'am.
So we moved down here at Wayside on place. And so we stayed down there about 12 years. And so the biggest part of the time he was sick. And me and the children, we hold for $3 a day to keep something deep.
Mm. So. Do you remember how old you were when you moved down there?
Not how old I was,
Were you a little girl?